Hi, my name is Emma, and I'm here for the University Research Experiment. It is now 9:22 a.m., September 16th, 2021. The experiment, facilitated by Professor Jenkins, is a social and psychological study with its purpose to uncover the depravity or heroism of human nature under environments that challenge power dynamics. We're here to roleplay as individuals in a fictional prison. My colleagues and I have been split into two main groups, wards and inmates. I've been assigned my fictional role as a prison ward, and these are my duties. Inmate counts morning and night, set rules and schedules that inmates must abide by, including but not limited to 3 set meals a day, 1 leisure hour or program per day, and to lock up and shut down for the evening. It's worth noting that there are no scripts beyond this introductory video. Videos from here on out are for record purposes only. In the next 2 weeks, I'll be following the brief as provided by Professor Jenkins, and will be reporting to the professor at the end of each shift. Any and all changes must be taken into consideration if needed. My first week is the morning shift. I'll be working alongside my peers, and then we'll switch to the night shift the following week. I've been made aware of the intensiveness of this research, and I've provided my full consent through signed forms, my family doctor's letter, as well as a full psychological evaluation prior to this project. I have no criminal records under my name. There will be no access for the inmates to the internet, phone, and no breaks to leave the campus. The wards are free to leave campus after their shifts. Food, toiletries, and clothing are all provided by the school. I have thoroughly read the terms and conditions and all restrictions put in place for the next 14 days. I've signed and now am providing a video signature for the university records. So was that good? Do I need to go over? Oh! Okay, cool, thanks. I guess we'll get started? Yeah, okay. Let me go get changed up and I'll be out in a sec. Hey, oh my god. Look at this. So professional, right? You look good in that uniform. Holy shit. Are you excited? I know it's just like silly school shit, but it's almost like roleplay. It's kind of kinky, don't you think? I don't know if I'll be able to take anyone seriously throughout the whole thing. Yeah. I can't wait to see the inmates. I haven't seen who's in there yet. Swear to God, we're gonna fail this entire project if it's just everyone we know. okay. Guess we can't really see them yet. I can't even tell who's who with whatever's over their heads. What are they wearing? Gowns? Sacks? Looks itchy. Fucking sucks. Oh, okay. My bad. I gotta be in character. Or try. Oh, sorry. Okay. alright. We're gonna run an inmate count. When I call your name or, number, you'll repeat after me and say present. Okay? Starting with you. 2514. 1034. 1457. 87. Hey, hold on. Wait, what the fuck are you doing? We just got started. I think you're taking this a little too seriously. He literally just stuttered. Are you gonna hit him just because he's stuck? What? Christ. Anyway. Everyone, please line up in a single file. Breakfast is going to be served in the main hall down there. Just, you can go ahead and follow her. Yeah, thanks. And you wanna tone it down a bit? Trying to get pulled out of the research? I'm not kissing ass. Do you ever forget what this is about? Who everyone in this unit is? Yeah, I don't think the profs had beat the shit out of someone in the brief, but okay, feel free. I mean, I doubt it'll get to that point. You're literally the only one here who thinks this is an actual job. This is a fucking school project for grades. Like, no one's paying you. Hi. My name is Emma. It's 12:53 a.m. September 20th, 2021. I've completed the first week of the research project, the prison experiment, as we've called it. I'm tired. It's been a long week. The hours are brutal. It's 12 hours in, 12 hours for the other team. The inmates don't even leave. I guess there's no surprise in what the professor's reported so far. I kind of feel like I'm losing it. Kind of forgetting whether or not I'm a ward here. It feels like I'm the fucking inmate. I can't get mad though. I get to go home every night and not sleep in a cot on concrete floors. My roommates are concerned. I look like shit. I haven't been eating much. When I'm out of here, all I can hear is the inmates screaming, taunting, laughing. Everyone is at each other's throats. I ripped out Chris's hair for acting like such a cunt. I don't know how, but she fucking cut my lip. We got into a bit of a scrap. Fuck me. Some of these guys just don't stop. Even if it's just acting, I can't figure it out anymore. Nothing feels real. I've been spat at, called a cunt, a bitch, a whore, whatever. I might just lose it if some idiot tosses their shit at me. I wouldn't be surprised at this point. This one guy was jacking off in the corner, and as I called out to him, he turned around and came as he saw me. Don't even get me started with my team. It's clear that there are some wards who think they're better than the others. They call most of the shots. I've been pushed around and slapped, shoved to the sides, grabbed, groped. Can I report that after this shit? Or what? Is it even part of the experiment? To make it more, I don't know, it's immersive? We don't even report to the professor anymore after the shifts. We were told to just proceed as is, like, to go rogue. So stupid. Oh my god. One guy already fucked off because he had a seizure shortly after a severe panic attack that was left unattended. I'm sorry, this has to be some violation of human rights, no? I mean, the fuck's going on? I don't even know why I agreed to this. I have one more week and we're done. Like, fuck this school. Fuck Professor Jenkins. Can someone get me some Advil? Get the fuck up! Hands where I can see them. Feet shoulder width apart. Up and at it, you fucking worm. Hands. Hands on your head. Are you stupid? Do you hear me? Hands on your fucking head now! I don't care. You remember why we're here, right? No one needs to know what time it is. At least you don't. There are no windows, no indication whatsoever of morning, afternoon, or night. Time's passing. We're here until we're not. Who knows if it's the last day of the experiment? Who knows if it's been extended? You could have been here for a whole month. It doesn't fucking matter anymore. What's it to you? You're just filth. What, you just got to sleep? You want me to say sorry? You little bitch. That's not my problem. Alright, keep your hands on your head, come through the door, and stand at the entrance. Once positioned, you do not move your hands. You do not move. Don't fucking test me. I've had it. All you fucking stupid cunts have proven to me that nothing we're doing is working. We ask sternly and professionally, and you fucks choose to make things difficult. Keeping the hood on your head is much better, don't you think? Can't see what the other inmate degenerates are doing. You don't need to see. Better yet, you probably don't want to see. Listen closely. Someone's getting the shit beat out of them. Down the hall. You hear that? Is it one of the wards? Is it an inmate? You wouldn't know. You could be next. Uh-oh. Looks like someone threw up. I wonder which miserable fuck's gotta clean that up. Maybe you? Yeah, maybe I can get you to clean that up. Get you to, you know, roll around in it, mop it up with a stupid gown. No, you don't get a new one. You're used to sitting in filth. You are one sick fuck. You're lucky I don't castrate you right here and now, jerking your disgusting cock every time we come in for morning inmate counts. I wanted to fucking strangle you when you got come on me that one morning. I almost lost it. You stupid bitch. Don't you say a fucking word! Don't you speak! Unless you're given permission to. You got that? Great! I'm glad we have some understanding. Now, turn around. You're going to put your hands on the wall in front of you. Slowly now. Don't you make any fucking sudden movements. I'll have to make you clean up all the blood, vomit, and cum with your mouth. I don't care whose it is. I want it cleaned up. Isn't that so degrading? You were once a colleague. Now you're just subhuman. I'll make you parade around in the filth. We'll all take photos. You remember the wards still have their cells, right? It'll be a night to remember. Ooh, what if we take a video? Do you think it'll help improve with our grade? Some tangible content? It'll be a breakthrough in the prof's research. Huh. Do you think I'm kidding? Listen, the wards have had enough. You've seen the other guys. You remember the big one? He's completely unhinged. He doesn't give a fuck. He can snap you in half. Easy. And as for me, you feel that? Cold. Sharp, huh? A little hunting knife. That's okay. Don't move. It could just be a prop. It could be real. You don't need to know. You already saw someone get hurt, so it's up to your imagination from here on out. I can cut through this gown. We could have you stripped naked for the rest of the night. Put yourself on a pedestal for the evening count. I don't know, and maybe get you to jerk off in front of all the other inmates while we laugh and take a video. Shut up. I might accidentally cut something I shouldn't. We can do something fun before that. I know you can be eager. What do you say? Not if you understand. Yeah? Okay. Now, remember, I have the knife, so don't try anything. We don't want this to get messy. I don't want it to get messy. By the time my shift's done, I want to have a lovely morning's rest until we're back in the shitter. Come here. All right, easy now. One foot after the other. There's some broken glass. Easy, easy. Don't want your feet all cut up now, do we? Okay, we're almost there. All right, there we go. Maybe you're not so brain dead after all. Well, I can't. I can't say you won't be after tonight, but anyway, okay, put your hands out in front of you. There should be a. Yeah, okay, there you go. All right, get on your knees. Get on your fucking knees! I'll gut you. I don't fucking care anymore. I know it hurts on the knees. It's not glass, so don't worry. It's just gonna suck a bit. Let's get the gown off, you know, huh? No, we're keeping the hood stays on. Yeah, let's get the okay, arms up. Stop crying. You deserved this. Maybe if you weren't such a pervert, this wouldn't have happened, yeah? Right. I want you to stroke your dick. You're going to get hard, you're going to stroke, and you're going to come. Understand? You do not get up off your knees. I will beat you. Maybe I'll get the other ward to beat you. Remember the big guy? Fuck. Maybe we'll both beat you while you jerk your cock. You getting hard over this? Fucking pervert. Go on. Get going. Let me see. You're whimpering so much under that hood. Are you upset? Nah, you can't be that upset. Look, you're so hard right now. Cry all you want. You'll end up waterboarding yourself. Maybe that's what you need to come. I cannot wait to make you suffer and pay for all the abuse that you've put me through. Look at that cock. All right, keep jerking it. How does it feel, huh? My hands around your throat, squeezing. Don't pass out now. Keep it coming. All right. It's okay. You're trembling so much. Are you gonna come soon? Okay, breathe, breathe. Or choke on your tears. I don't care. Oh, I love how this feels. You're straining under me, but your moans are pathetic. You sound like a bitch. I want to hear you cry. Let me wrap my hands around your throat again. I'll squeeze harder till you can't breathe. That's right. Cry for me. Either cry for me or you'll cry like a bitch in front of everyone. Oh, you're gonna come, aren't you? All right, come on. Oh, there it is. Here. Let me help you stroke the cum out of your dick. Is it too rough? Does it hurt? Aw, tough shit. You're gonna come when I want you to. Let go. Let go. Oh, fuck yes. You worthless scum. Coming all over my hand. There's so much of it. It's too bad I find it disgusting. Here, let's take a peek under that hood. Aw. You look like shit. Your face is all swollen. Here. I believe this is yours. I hear it's good for your skin. It's a lot, isn't it? Smothering your own seed all over your stupid face. Don't waste it now by washing it with your tears. Open your mouth. Yep. Suck the rest of it off my fingers. I know you probably had never done this before. I'll show you how. All right, stick your tongue out. Out. All the way. You bite me, and I'll cut your fucking tongue. Now, lap it up around my fingers, just like that. Do you like how it feels? How it tastes? Get in between the fingers now. Remember, don't waste a single drop. If you do, we'll get the other guys to make it up for you and give you a whole fucking bukkake. Yeah. All the way. You're so pathetic. Put that hood back on. Stay on your hands and knees. Ooh, look at that. Looks like we've piqued the interest of some of the other folks here. They're jerking their dicks off, fingering themselves, watching you. It's a spectacle, isn't it, guys? How'd we come to this? From a mere social experiment to a full-on degenerate fucking shit show. Whatever. Don't move now. I have something that'll make you pay for what you did. All right. When I say relax, I'm gonna need you to fucking relax. Got that? Who am I kidding? Fuck yes. Scream. That's gotta hurt, huh? No warning. I've got the strap on and it's. Oh, fuck. Ripping you apart. How's your asshole? You like that? Want to hear you say it. Say it. Do I have to remind you? Jeez. Fuck. Yeah. What's that pressed against your throat? You remember now, right, sweetheart? Now fucking take this. The sounds you're making are so much better. Louder. Louder. I want Professor Jenkins to hear this. Yes. You hear everyone around you getting off. Everyone's fucking coming everywhere. They're all getting off on watching you get fucked by your superior. I fucking own you now. Feel every goddamn inch of this fake dick. Hey, maybe we can try for real ones soon, huh? The other words are a bit lonely. There's so much. Stop resisting. It'll hurt even more. You stupid pig. dumb fucking slut. Don't you ever fucking jerk your dick off in front of me ever again. I will fuck you up. Keep crying. Oh, you're hard again, aren't you? What, you're going to come again? Alright. Stroke your cock then. Stroke it while I fuck you in the ass with this toy. Ugh, can you breathe in that hood? I love making you hurt. Ugh, stroke your cock faster. Faster. Cry harder. Scream. Fucking hell. Oh, you're coming again. What a fucking treat. How's that, Professor? How's that for a fucking experiment, huh? Fuck you. Hey. Don't pass out on me. You better get up. We're ready to do the evening inmate count. Wasn't that fun? Did you learn anything? Now, remember, listen to what we have to say for the last week, or we can do this again. And next time, I won't be so fucking friendly. Get up! Fuck. Hi. My name is Emma. It's 4:06 p.m. September 25th, 2021. We've concluded the prison experiment. I don't really have much to say. I don't think I can make it through the rest of the semester. A lot has happened. I'm broken. I'm on a wait list for extensive therapy. I'm looking to get an appointment within the next several months. Here's to hoping we all recover.